Yo, what's up? Welcome to Gregway. It is me, not Greg. It is Blessing at AOA Jr. And this is the first time that Greg sent me up to do an episode of Gregway. I've not done one of these before, but I was chilling on my desk. Greg just came off of doing a full day Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League stream and immediately walked off and went to do Gamescast, where they're going to do the Suicide Squad review so far. And because his whole day has been dedicated to Suicide Squad, I think he kind of realized, he's like, oh man, all right, I'm not going to have the energy to do Gregway today. And so he hit me up. This is my first Gregway that I'm doing, and I'm actually very excited because when I first joined KF, I used to do Blessway, which then turned into Bless Up, which was my own kind of daily, or not daily, but like monthly personal vlog where people write in with questions and I talk to the audience and do all that. And it's funny because, you know, I think when I first started doing that, it was a bit of a rough like format because like I just joined and I remember like going over and getting like the I forget the full name of the microphone. It was like a cheap ass microphone. Not cheap. Cheap is probably too aggressive. It was like $100 microphone, right? And I'll like connect it to my computer or whatever, and it would be low quality. And then pandemic happened, which meant I started recording from home. And like it never. And like it was also my first time, you know, my first year at KF. And so, you know, I feel like that show never really gained an identity because it had like sort of a rough-ish start with all that. And then also, you know, I wasn't able to find my own voice with it. But that gets me excited to do Gregway because I usually don't do these kind of like me talking to a camera kind of vlogs. And over time of, you know, working at KF, doing podcasts, talking to a camera, doing all this stuff, I think my own personal growth of talking in front of a camera, but then also I think where my content creation journey has gone over the years has evolved what I think what this would look like for me, right? Me talking straight to a camera and having a conversation with the audience. So with that, I don't want to waste too much time because I know these are supposed to be short. I'm starting this off as if I'm going to go for an hour, and I'm not going to go for an hour. I wrote down three bullet points of things I want to talk about on this episode of Gregway / Bless Up or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, these three bullet points kind of make up a lot of what my content / I think identity of as a content creator has been in the last, I guess, few months to maybe 6 months. I don't know. I want to start off talking about fighting games. The first bullet point I have here is reviewing fighting games / stepping into my fighting game era. And I have this down as my first one because I'm coming off of reviewing Tekken 8 and playing a lot of Tekken 8, which has been such a fun time. And I wanted to talk about reviewing fighting games in particular because, you know, in the last year, I've gotten to review Street Fighter VI, I've gotten to review Mortal Kombat 1, and now I've gotten to review Tekken 8. And growing up, and especially like getting a bit older and getting into game reviews and like watching games YouTube and reading IGN and different articles and stuff, I've always been nervous about the idea of reviewing these multiplayer games that you view as technical, that you view as like hardcore, and feeling the ire of the hardcore audience when I review a thing and like not maybe understand the ins and outs of it or the details of it, right? So it's been really fun and gratifying getting to review Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat and Tekken, more so for the fact of as time has flowed, I have, and as I've gotten older, I think I have identified where a lot of my strengths / passions are when it comes to video games and what makes me love a video game. I've reviewed plenty of games now in my life. Before Kinda Funny and during Kinda Funny, I reviewed a lot of video games, and a lot of them particularly are single player or narrative or indie or these things that I think speak more as pure art or story or something that is tangible for the general audience, to where anybody can form a review about The Last of Us, or anybody can form a review about Starfield, or you know, Gone Home, or whatever piece of art that you're experiencing. Things like I would find it so difficult if I were to ever review Valorant, for example, because I am not a like that type of first-person shooter, like specifically like tactical first-person shooter type person. I like Rainbow Six Siege, but that is kind of the extent of it. I could play Valorant and give you my impressions, right? I'd tell you what I feel about it, but this kind of goes back to even when we previewed, what was it? Shin Megami Tensei 5 for Switch, and me and Barrett were like, yeah, it seems cool, but it's not really our thing. Like, we're more Persona people, and people like were really upset about that, right? Like, I can give what I feel about a thing, but there are certain levels of, but does it really matter what I feel about a Valorant when Valorant was never meant for me, right? Playing Street Fighter and playing Tekken and playing Mortal Kombat and really pulling from my history with all three of those franchises, let alone just fighting games in general, I've been having so much fun reviewing these games that feel like they are speaking to my strengths, right? I feel like I am able to pull a knowledge that I didn't even realize that I had. I'm able to pull a side of me that I didn't even realize existed as strongly as it did. Over the years, I've fallen in love with games like Guilty Gear Strive or Dragon Ball FighterZ or older Tekkens or older Mortal Kombats or older Street Fighters, right? Even though Street Fighter VI is like the most I've fallen in love with Street Fighter, but you get where I'm coming from. There has been such a... for me, I've had such a satisfaction of being able to identify so many things that make these games great and kind of get a bit technical. Obviously, I'm not here being Maximilian, dude. I'm not here being the most, like, the deepest fighting game person whatsoever. Like, that's not my bag. But the fact that I'm able to kind of speak to that with, like, a bit of, you know, strength, like, I am the one on the team that's able to kind of talk to this stuff or speak to this stuff with, like, a level of competence and a level of, oh, no, I know what I'm talking about. And that's been so satisfying to me. So I wanted to shout that out for myself, but then also kind of give, like, a window into, man, I am having just so much fun here talking about these games and getting to cover these games. Because oftentimes, you know, for KF, we review what's popular. We review what our audience wants us to hear talk about. And that oftentimes means that I'm playing games that are just AAA action games. That means that I'm playing things like Jedi Survivor, or I'm playing Starfield, or I'm playing Spider-Man 2. And, like, I like these games to varying degrees, right? Like, Spider-Man 2, I really enjoyed. Jedi Survivor, I'm like, cool, it's fine, I guess. And then Starfield, I didn't like as much. But these are the games that the audience wants to hear about. But, like, a game like Tekken 8, that's a game that I think in any other instance where I'm not hired at Kinda Funny, Kinda Funny doesn't cover. And so to get the platform to be able to go, oh, no, I get to talk about this thing and really, like, get into it and talk about something that I have more of a passion for, right? Like, I don't necessarily have that same passion for just straight-up third-person blockbuster action games. I think they're great. I think a lot of them are dope. Some of them are some of my favorite games ever. Like, shout-out to God of War Ragnarok, all these things, right? But, like, if you gave me Jedi Survivor or, like, Jedi Survivor or, like, the average, like, fighting game, I'll probably go for the fighting game over Jedi Survivor. If, like, they're both, if we're talking about two of these things being either 8 out of 10s or 7 out of 10s or however you want to categorize it, I'm like, yeah, give me the fighter or give me, like, a roguelike or give me something else. And so, yeah, shout out to fighting games. And also shout out to my fighting game journey. I'm wanting to go to Evo later this year, and I'm hoping I'm able to make it happen because I've been wanting to make it happen for a while. So that's the first bullet point I wanted to talk about real quick. Second bullet point is making Game Showdown. Shout out to y'all. Thank you guys for coming through and watching Game Showdown and showing it support and giving it the views and making my hard work not go to waste. I've read a lot of the comments. I've read a lot of the feedback / what people had to say about it. And, like, so much of it is positive. And so thank you guys so much for that. Like, I get complimented a lot of, like, oh, man, yeah, like, this is must-see viewing for me. Like, I look forward to Fridays where we get to watch Game Showdown. And I love that. Like, that makes me so happy. And I think for me, Game Showdown is such a fun, special show because that is a show that I get to really be creative and really flex, like, all right, let's make a 30-minute to 50-minute, depending on how long it goes, thing, and come up with all the prompts, come up with the rules for the games, come up with this format that's going to bring people coming back week after week after week after week. And I really enjoy that. Like, I think, you know, I enjoy making a lot of our different shows for different reasons. I think, you know, Gamescast, I love talking about my impressions of games. KHD, you know, I like talking about tackling news. But a lot of the stuff we make, because it's daily / weekly podcasts, a lot of things feel like they can come and go. A lot of content feels like it is, all right, I'm putting this out, and then it's going to be lost to the ether a week later. Game Showdown, even though I think Game Showdown is going to have this level of, all right, cool, like, it's on to the next episode, you know, I think a lot of those episodes are going to get just lost into times once we start making a lot more of these. But I still think that there is an element of, oh, man, but this episode has something here. You know what I mean? Like, I could see people going back and rewatching Game Showdown episodes and appreciating moments or appreciating games or appreciating certain things. And I really like that. I think that's really fun. That gives me a lot of satisfaction in the same way that making a Blessing show gives me a lot of satisfaction because I put a lot of work into it. I put a lot of effort into it. And the Black Hair episode is something that still gets talked about. And that for me is so exciting. Like that doesn't always, for the most of the time, that doesn't happen with KFGD where somebody's like, oh man, dude, like this episode of KFGD, this specific episode of KFGD right here, like did something. Like that's not a conversation that I hear often. I know there are those episodes for people, right? I know that probably exists on Reddit or social media or like people who listen to the show daily and are like, oh man, but this episode that you did with this person on this day was fantastic. And I think about it all the time. That is more few and far between as far as like me receiving that versus something like the Blessing Show, or even now I think Game Showdown, where I feel like Game Showdown is hitting in the way that I want it to hit. And so thank you guys so much for the support for Game Showdown and showing up for it and watching it. I put in a lot of work into it. I'm excited for the future of it. And, you know, I think it is only growing in terms of what we're bringing to it to polish it up and make it dope and make it sick. And then also I think sky's the limit in terms of, you know, building something that a lot of people are going to find kind of funny through, hopefully. And so that's my goal with it. And so far it's been such a blast. And then my third bullet point I have here is who I've become as a content creator, which I think the heart of that comes from what I said earlier about fighting games, what I'm talking about with Game Showdown, but then also like things like getting nominated for the New York Game Awards for best game journalism, right? Which, you know, it's funny because we've had talks about me being like, yeah, I'm not a games journalist, but like I've done bits and pieces of journalism, right? If you look at certain pieces of content, whether it be the Blessing Show, or whether it be interviews or whatever. And in the last like few weeks, I think I've done like a lot of reflecting just in terms of what gives me satisfaction, you know, in making content. What kind of content do I make that makes me happy? And for me, I think even though I do not categorize myself as a games journalist and I don't really, you know, I don't have that formal title, you know, my formal title kind of funny is host/producer. There is a satisfaction I do get from doing content that is deemed journalistic. And so, you know, I did the Sam Lake KFGD back in November, and like that was cool because there were some headlines that broke out from that. I did the Sam Barlow KFGD last week, and then today I just got done doing KFGD with Tim Schafer of Double Fine, and getting to talk to devs, getting to create a moment with you know, studio leads or creatives or people whose work I really respect, getting to create moments with them and talk to them and ask them questions and allow them to express themselves and allow them to like give us bits of their, you know, experience in a way that like, you know, entertains us and fascinates us and in a way that I think is really cool and provides us with information. That's the stuff that I love. That's the stuff that gives me life. Alongside, yeah, like really putting in work into producing a show like Game Showdown. I've been having such a blast doing making these types of content, you know, doing that. And then also the fighting game stuff. Like, I think for me in the last couple of months, I've been able to find a mix of things that are really making me feel like I'm at home making content. And that's the thing that I think is sort of tough to find sometimes, especially when we're making content every day. I'm on multiple pieces of content every day. You know, I'm on KFGD, I'm talking about the games, and then I put it out and then people are mad at me and then there's this rotation of content that can feel like a grind. And I know people, you know, talk about it on the internet of like, I know a lot of people don't even want to call it content because content can inherently feel like you're not looking at it as art. You're not looking at it as great writing. You're looking at it as content. And it's like a churn of content. I think people have that idea already. And I think to some extent, it's a valid idea because it can feel like a machine. It can feel like we're just producing something. But I think in those moments where it turns from, all right, like, cool, I'm making another episode of KFGD, but this episode of KFGD is special because of this reason, because we're talking about a serious topic I'm doing an episode with Tim Schafer or whatever. Like, those are the moments for me that have really resonated lately. And again, that can be tough to find sometimes when you make so much content. And yeah, like, I just wanted to share that. That just comes back to my thing of like who I become as a content creator and finding the pieces of content that I appreciate. And I think for me, like, these are a lot of the kinds of content that I want to chase after more, at least for the time being. And so, yeah, I don't know if that's usually what Gregway is. This being my first Gregway, I'm like, does he just talk for 10 minutes? Does he have a segment? Do I do like a jingle or anything? I don't know. I feel like I just rambled for 10 minutes, but I hope you enjoyed it. I've gone for 15 minutes actually. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this rare Gregway from me. Hopefully, you know, I get asked to do this in the future again. Hopefully I didn't tarnish the Gregway legacy of you know, only quality episodes. But until next time, I've been Blessing. This has been my Armored Core shirt. This has been my Space Jam shirt. Till next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.